You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yep, we got a marriage question here. Marriage question. You know, I love it that you guys send me your questions at drdahlia.com. I love taking your questions. And I think it's funny that I get a lot of marriage questions. I hope I don't, you know, put off the idea that I'm an expert on marriage. Yes, I've been married for 17 years, and he hasn't dumped me yet. But I don't want to say I'm an expert. But, you know, I love to take a crack at it. So here we go. Jackson writes, Doctor, in an argument last week, my wife said she didn't love me anymore and wanted quote unquote out. However, over Easter she warmed up again like nothing happened. What should be my next move? Is this normal for women? Okay. This is normal. Yeah, it is normal for women for us to get mad at you and then for us to get over it. Okay, it is. It's a normal thing for everybody, okay? Okay, I can't tell you how many times I think my husband probably wanted to be quote unquote out, right, let go, post bail, whatever you guys think a marriage is. So I don't want to say normal. I want to say though it's common, very common. So but you see, here's the thing. Is it the fight that is the true colors of what's going on, or is it just we get so gosh darn mad in a fight that at that moment in time we are ticked? I mean, we are ticked beyond belief. The idea of love and passion is completely out the door. I'm sorry, I have a peep staring right at me. This is very distracting. I have a peep. Sorry. The Easter candy is like half price. I know, I'm running Target right after this. So I got a peep looking at me, so it's a little distracting. Oh, see, my computer is up. Oh, yay, everybody's waking up. So this is what I suggest, okay? Anybody that in a fight says something that worries you, like, I wish you were dead, I want to kill you, I'm in love with your brother, those are things that really need to be addressed, okay? Even if it was a fight and in the heat of the moment or something like that, I would definitely make sure that that gets some sort of attention, okay? So if somebody says, oh, I don't love you anymore, I want out. Okay, I really think you would, even if everything is lovey-dovey now, go and consider some sort of marriage therapy, okay? Because, you know, because you guys are going to fight again. And remember, what is the purpose of marriage? Not to have sex. That, like, never happens in marriage. The purpose of marriage is to love and to hold in sickness and in health till death do you part. If you don't think that person is going to be there till death do you part, then, you know, you may not want to, you may want to know that ahead of time. So if you think that person wants quote unquote out already at this stage, don't think that that's going to be just now. Do married couples all the time tell each other they don't want to be around each other, or that, you know, they're tired of them talking, that the radio show really, really stings, and that, you know, they could go and their mother and go fly a kite? Yeah, that happens a lot in a marriage. I mean, I can't speak from experience, but yeah, that does. That happens a lot. But you're going to be thinking about this, and that's going to be a concern. Now, the first thing you need to do is talk to each other. Now, I know what happens. When everything's lovey-dovey, everybody's in love again. Now, there's a big difference between being in love and loving. Okay? Most of us still love our spouses or still love people in our family that we really aren't happy with. There's still that, and the way to test that is, well, you don't want to test it on purpose, but something goes wrong. Like, I've gotten so gosh darn mad at one of my brothers. I have gotten so mad at him. I've told him I never want him a part of the family. I told him if he needs a kidney, he ain't getting it from me. And he's like, what the hell are you talking about? Okay, I go, you are never getting my kidney. Ever. It's like, what the hell are you talking about? I got so gosh darn mad. All of a sudden, he goes through a divorce. Oh my gosh, I'm there for him. You know what I mean? That's love. Okay? You may get so gosh darn ticked off. You may even hate them sometimes or think you hate them. But then something goes wrong. At the drop of the hat, they need you and you're there. That's love. Okay? And there's ways to test that in a marriage. Now, sometimes what you have to do is, if the marriage is starting to fall apart, is you guys have to move away from each other. Do a trial of separation. And sometimes that's a great way. And I know some of you are like, no, because once we move out, then that gives them an opportunity to go and cheat. Well, then they weren't in love. I mean, if you want to test if you guys are in love and you already have had that conversation where you guys are talking to each other about not being in love anymore, you really got nothing to lose. You get me? Try trial separation. Live separately. And then why don't you meet for a date? If you guys meet the next week or 2 weeks and it is just nothing and you actually find that you're happier being away from the person, okay, then you kind of know. But if you're like, oh, I'm excited, Dolly is coming. Oh, yay, oh, I can't wait to hear about, you know, her TV, her radio show, and and the pap smears and the relapses that she gets, then that means there's some love. Okay, so 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot to talk about. Apparently, there are too many kids being given codeine in the emergency room. So now we have too many kids, I guess, now being given narcotics. Then we have the world's 9 most affordable places to retire. For those of you guys thinking about retirement, God bless you. If you even have the money to retire, wow. Okay, yeah, I know. No, I'm not leaving my husband to be with you. That's okay. I like working. I don't even want to retire. To be honest, I just want to keep working and working and working. But I do want enough money to, you know, be able to see the next Michael Fassbender and Viggo Mortensen movie. Weight loss surgery can actually change your sense of smell and taste. That's pretty creepy, but it's cool nonetheless. And then I want to talk about this teenage stowaway. Did you hear about that? Where this kid basically survives a 23-mile flight to Hawaii. I guess he was fleeing his parents, and he went into the wheel well of the jet. Now, usually you die whenever you're, you know, because you get crushed or because of the altitude and the lack of oxygen. So that's kind of an interesting story. I mean, thank God he's alive and, from what we understand, in stable condition. So we need to talk about that. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess Lindsay Lohan said she miscarried during the taping of a reality show. She did not identify who the father is. I know she's got that list. But I guess she said that's why she was having so many issues, because she miscarried. That's in entertainment news. Not that that should be entertainment at all, but that's sad. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Back on, but that was kind of high pitched. I know I lost my voice this week because it was spring break and my kids were off school and I had to scream and yell at them. So I know my voice is not all there. I know. Thank heavens the kids are back in school, man. I know. But then we got summer break. I got to figure something to do with them. You know, I tried making one of them work in the office last week. That was a complete disaster. Mom, there's someone on the phone for you. Take a message. It's so-and-so. I'm not here. Well, of course you're here. I'm talking to you. Is the person on hold? Was I supposed to put them on hold? Anyway, it did not go very, very well. But that's okay. You know, they're young. You know, I mean, the 14-year-old should be able to learn how to answer a phone, for crying out loud. But anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. I know you guys have plenty of other choices out there, and I'm glad you choose my show. I really am. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're doing pretty damn good. We are doing pretty damn good raising money for these kids with leukemia and lymphoma. Please keep the donations coming. Go to my website at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Please keep them coming. We need to help these kids out. I'm going to be raising money till the end of May. So if you guys are trying to pull together an extra $5, $10, I dig that. I understand giving you plenty of time because any money helps. I mean, oh my gosh, whether it's bandages and tubing, etc., it all helps and it all goes to obviously a great cause. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so this kind of was a shocker. Okay, so we got this teen stowaway that survived a five-hour Hawaii flight in a jet wheel well. He was only 16 years old. He flew from California to Hawaii, surviving. I think he was found unconscious, okay? I guess he had a spokesman, Tom Simon, told NBC News that the teenager was questioned by the FBI after Maui airport personnel found him on the tarmac without identification. After questioning, the boy was taken to Child Protective Services. Apparently, he was a runaway from Santa Clara, California, and he stowed away aboard Hawaiian Airlines Flight 45 on Sunday morning. He just chose the plane at random. See, I know they're kind of shocked, but Hawaiian Airlines, you can pretty much guess, flies to Hawaii. Okay, usually the California to Hawaii, if you're trying to get, as far away from wherever you're running away from, probably Hawaii is probably one of your best bets. Yes, I think Hawaiian Airlines does fly to Alaska also, but most of the time out of California, they probably fly to Hawaii. Okay? The FBI thinks that the boy was unconscious for most of the flight because the flight reached altitudes of 38,000 feet. Medically, however, he looked really good. He was disoriented when discovered by airport employees, so I'm sure they ran tons of drug testing on him. But in a statement, Hawaiian Airlines said personnel noticed the individual on the ramp after the flight's arrival and immediately notified airport security. Our primary concern now is for the well-being of the boy, who is exceptionally lucky to be alive. The boy will not be charged. Oh, lucky kid. Okay, here's the thing. Okay, we need to remind everybody to never, ever, ever climb into a wheel well. You hear about these cases where people are trying to stow away, where they run. What movie was that where somebody decided to get on a flight jumping in on the wheel? I don't think it was a Die Hard movie. And then that's how they were able to climb up into the plane. It might have been a Steven Seagal movie. I don't really know. I don't know who could outrun a plane, but it's not a smart idea because usually the wheel, when it comes up, it crushes you. So he must have found some way to get, maybe he knew about that, so he knew how to come up. From what we understand, he was trying to flee his parents. Pretty scary stuff because he could have died. Well, thank God he's okay. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, I don't know if this is the family he was trying to run away from, but there's this family who is going without sugar for a whole year. Now, it doesn't sound like he's a part of this family or the kids are trying to flee, but I guess there's a family right now who is trying to go for a whole year without sugar. Or did they already do it? Let me see. Oh, they already did it. Okay. I guess back in 2011, we have an Eve Schaub and her husband and daughters Greta and Ilsa, ages 11 and 6, went on a year of sugar-free eating. And then they blogged about it, the year of no sugar. Okay, apparently they eliminated all fructose or fruit sugars, and I guess, they were worried about diabetes, etc. I think they're all still, they're still married. I know, so that's the problem. When we go on a diet in our house, it's usually, my recommendation, and the whole family's like, no, I don't want to do that. Passover ends tonight. Passover ends tonight, so we could, does it not end tonight? I think we get bread sometime within the next 24 hours, but that was really, really hard on the kids. They were like, wait a second, why can't we just celebrate Easter? I'm like, well, you can, but again, we have to still, not eat bread. We can eat the ham. No, you can't eat the ham either. We're not supposed to eat ham either. So, not because of Passover, just because it's unkosher. Oh, I know, but oh my gosh, the Easter hams, they smell and they look so good. Any meat that's pink, I just really, really love. Like corned beef and the pinkish roast beef and pastrami and turkey ham or turkey Canadian bacon. Honestly, Canadian bacon would be, I've had Canadian bacon before when I didn't realize that it was actually ham. And OMG, that is like delicious, delicious. That's some good stuff. Looks like we have an IMEB. Kelfiski becomes the first American to win the Boston Marathon since 1983. Oh, wow. Yeah, the Boston Marathon's going on right now. Oh, that's good. I didn't realize that most winners are non-American. That's very interesting. Okay, well, good for you. All right, awesome. I ran today. I ran about a half mile. Yeah, I ran about No, I ran about a mile. I passed out after the half-mile mark. So technically, I only ran a half mile. But it's okay. It's so hard because in the morning, you're breathing in. Everybody's exhaust. You know, they're all like hi and they wave and all that, but their cars are farting and you're breathing that in. And it just kind of is pretty uncomfortable. Okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, speaking of uncomfortableness, they say that chronic inflammation may increase prostate cancer risk. Now, where do you get the inflammation? Well, inflammation could be a variety of things. It could come from you being sick, having colds. It could come from allergies. It could come from poor teeth brushing. But they say inflammation is usually a natural response to the body's immune system. It helps fight infection. But they're finding that if this is prolonged and doesn't go away, you're more at risk now for prostate cancer in addition to heart attack, etc. The new study was published in Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. If you ever want a really good, exciting read, that's a good one. Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. I'm not joking. I really dig the whole biomarker thing. It's kind of cool if you guys are into biomarkers. I am. In fact, I like them so much, I kind of wanted to name, you know, my kids after a couple biomarkers. Not BRCA. I don't like that one. But there's some real cool named biomarkers, right? Like E74F2, something like that. Anyway, a new study published there analyzed the relationship between chronic inflammation and the risk of prostate cancer in a group of 400 men. They examined the participants' biopsies and PSA levels. Now, your PSA levels, the prostate-specific antigen levels, that's a test I want to run, but Obamacare doesn't want us to run, right? You know, we keep being told not to run it. Anyway, the researchers also measured inflammation levels among participants, basically by looking at immune cells in men's tissue samples. Of the men that had prostate cancer, 86.2% had signs of high inflammation compared to only 78.2% without the cancer. Okay, so that's still a big enough hike. Now, I know what some of you are saying. Okay, well, what about steroids? If we take steroid medications, then we have less inflammation because we took steroids. You got a point there. That is a good point. Okay, but there's always something wrong with everybody's logic, right? Anytime you try to, you know, read one of these articles and figure out how to get around it, you realize that you're screwed anyway. Problem is if you take chronic steroids, you weaken your immune system. So weakening your immune system, you get, you could get cancer as well. You know, you're just damned if you do, damned if you don't. We are just all screwed. Don't you guys realize that yet? I mean, I could give you the medical stories, and I could tell you to maybe eat vegetables and eat fruit, which is basically the root of all of this. I mean, I'm not saying don't listen to my show again, but I mean, I'm going to probably predict, you know, the next few years that I get to be on air, it's going to be the same poop, different day. All right? You know, just like sugar. Okay, if you eat too much sugar, okay, yeah, you can get diabetes. Okay, but what if you're always hypoglycemic? You could get diabetes also. Okay, so if you're not getting the right sugar and your insulin is dropping you when you're always in the low sugar state, you could be prone to diabetes. If you always have high sugar, you could be prone to diabetes. We are just always screwed. That's just the way it is. You know, that's why when you guys are talking about Obamacare or no Obamacare, it doesn't matter. We're screwed. Whether Obamacare continues or not, we are still all with very high insurance. I don't even know what to do. I, you know what? We wait for Cinco de Mayo. You look forward to Cinco de Mayo and you take one step at a time. Okay, un momento. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so, you know, some of you have asked me to go into a little bit more detail about Asperger's. What exactly is going on, especially now that we're hearing that 1 in 56 of our boys have it, and that's a lot. Okay, I mean, that's a lot of kids. And Asperger's is supposed to be a very, very mild form of autism, and it's a part of autism spectrum disorder. And we're even hearing some pediatricians go, look, it's being overdiagnosed here. Is it even a diagnosis? So we're going to start seeing more and more controversy, because as we try to limit our healthcare spending, and as we try to minimize a lot of health diagnoses and health aspects and health tests, we're starting to see on the rise all these other things, more diabetes, more cancer, more baby boomer issues, and now more Asperger's. So, you know, we really don't have an honest-to-God actual definition of Asperger's, okay? We just overall know that many of them are kind of, you know, lacking some social skills. They have some nonverbal communication. They seem to be clumsy. They've even started to flirt with the idea of some of them have a typical look, brunette, big, gorgeous eyes, large inner canthi, like a space between the eyes, some of them more tending to be overweight, etc. Yet the thing is you could very, very easily make an argument for why that is. So, you know, this one very interesting article I looked at shows 10 symptoms of Asperger's syndrome, nor the find the signs. Now, here's my problem, okay? I think it's ridiculous to call somebody something a syndrome when we don't have a cure, and then do we even want to cure this? Okay, you know, I get so mad when I hear people say we need to cure autism, we need to cure Asperger's. Maybe we need to cure us. Maybe the problem is these, you know, if Einstein had Asperger's, okay, don't we need some more Einsteins? Okay, well, what are we trying to cure here? Well, we do, though, have to do some sort of molding, and we all need some molding. And the funny thing is there's actually a lot more people out there with Asperger's than we think. Once you start to look at these signs, that number is going to probably go up to 1 in 30. Okay, and because many of your friends will probably qualify as this. They say Dan Aykroyd has Asperger's. Okay, Dan Aykroyd, right, kind of the, probably wasn't very athletic, seemed to be a little dorky, seemed to be, and was that a bad thing? The guy was a brilliant writer, director, is a brilliant writer, director, comedian. But this is how people are describing. They're describing these kids. I have two kids on the, I have four nieces and nephews on the autism spectrum, two with Asperger's. And, you know, my relative had described him as, you know what, you know, people in class think they're kind of dorky, and I go, no. Okay, when you're dorky, that means you got some talent, okay? A lot of talent. So we need to just kind of stop and realize where's the syndrome. So, for example, they say people with Asperger's syndrome, number one, they failure to develop friendships. They have difficulty cultivating friendships. Maybe they don't connect with their peers. Maybe they don't have good social skills. Maybe they say the wrong things. You know, maybe they just really want to be loners. Now, some of you will say, well, that's something, you know, that means there's something wrong with them. Okay, but then they'll stop for a second here, okay? You know, have you ever watched, okay, the kids, you know, that a lot of your kids kind of play with and interact, and you remember the kids in your school, okay? Some of the kids I went to school with were real idiots. And they were doing some real stupid, bad things. Okay? Who's the one having a deficit here? The one that wants to hang around the kids doing bad things so they could be popular? Or the one that goes, wait a second, I don't need them. They're kind of, you know, pulling me back. Not to mention going to get me thrown in jail or pregnant or something. So, but because of certain things that they do socially, there's actually another person in my family, which I assume has Asperger's, and this person would kind of say stupid things, just would always say the wrong thing, you know, to just kind of tick off everybody in the room. And that's how I'm identified. I've always kind of thought this person might have had it, but he just will say he's getting better at it because somebody taught him. And he was right. The things he's saying are 100% correct. He just doesn't have the savvy to keep it to himself, okay? There's also something called selective mutism. Okay, this occurs when they will speak freely with people they're comfortable with, but may not speak at all to strangers, okay? So let's say you're not an immediate family member, but you're a family member. You go over to the house, and the kid wants nothing to do with you, whereas you have other kids going, I just did this, or I just ate a booger. Do you want to see? And you're like, no, thank you. I don't want to see. Thank you. Go play. You know, yet a kid with Asperger's may not go up to you to talk to you about the boogers, which is why a lot of us really like our Asperger kids and family because we're like, thank you, no boogers. So selective mutism. The problem is these kids could get in trouble in school. You know, the teacher's like, I don't understand why you're not answering me. Talk to me. And they don't want to. They feel safer not expressing themselves. Some of these kids with Asperger's, they don't empathize. The reason why they have problems with some of their peers, even in the adult, is you tell them something and you're expecting a response back, a socially appropriate response back, like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, instead you get a response, well, you were stupid for doing that. See, we got one of our family members does that. I'll be like, oh my God, this happened to me, this happened to me, this happened to me. Well, that's your fault because you did this. Now, they're right, but that's not the response I wanted. I wanted some empathy. So they seem to be like, I don't understand what the big deal is. I'm just saying the truth. You see what I mean? And again, is that a deficit or does that mean they just have a higher level of intelligence and they just don't have the social savvy? The eye contact is tough. And some of these kids, they look like they're forcing the eye contact. And then it gets kind of weird and creepy. And so people will look at that as, okay, they don't look at me. Then when they do, they're staring me down. Again, it's a social savviness. It's something that it's trainable, but they don't want to look at you. They could pick up on the senses. They don't have to look at you. See, for me, for example, for me to speak Spanish, whenever I do a Spanish interview on the radio, I need to actually be in the studio and I need to be able to look at the person who's speaking to me to be able to understand the Spanish more when they're speaking quickly. Yet if you're fluent in Spanish, you don't need that. You know, if you're fluent in a language, you don't need to watch the person speak. Like when I'm hard of hearing, I need to watch the person speak. But if you aren't, if you don't have a deficit, you don't need to look at the person. Well, same thing, Asperger's, they don't have to look at you. However, they're perceived as being rude. So then they you know, socially force the look, and that looks kind of it just kind of heightens their social awkwardness. And then again, that's number five. They're kind of socially awkward. You know, they just really don't know how to kind of dance and how to kind of, although honestly, I think the way we dance is like really weird. All right. How to just kind of fit in. They also seem to be a little bit more narrowed with their interests. It's not that they like a lot of things. They really get into their drawing or their art or their mathematical equations or their video games. And sometimes they get really into Middle Earth or Dungeons and Dragons or The Hobbit, and you're like, okay, they're a little bit too much into Harry Potter for my taste. They really like their routine. Asperger's syndromes have to be on a routine. If they don't get their routine, they don't seem to do well. All right? And they kind of buck the change. If their routine is off, they don't like it. Now, a lot of us just like doing that, and we find that it keeps us more organized. I think it's an asset to like a routine. But they don't, you know, they don't do well if you go off of it. They don't understand sarcasm. So you're kind of sarcastic with them and they just don't understand. You know, so that could be an issue and they could be upset a little bit more. And then they're really, really good when it comes to patterns. Many of them are really, really good when it comes to math. They may not like the work, of course. And then I know we're coming up on break really quickly. And then the motor skills. They have a lot of trouble when it comes to sports, which hurts them from a social setting in school. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please, again, follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. I think we also got Josh. We got so many men running around the place. It's so nice. And I've asked them to be shirtless, but I'm not allowed to. That sexual harassment. You cannot ask a coworker to be shirtless. I know. I learned that one the hard way. Okay, so too many children are getting codeine in the ER. They say despite recommended limits on codeine use in children, the potent painkiller is prescribed for children in at least 500,000 emergency room visits a year. They say 3% of kids' ER visits resulted in a codeine prescription in 2010. This was according to a 10-year study. But with more than 25 million ER visits by children each year, the authors say far too many kids are getting the drug when better options are available. Now, the FDA has issued its strictest warning last year about the rare risk for life-threatening complications or death in children given opiate drug after certain surgeries. Remember they talked about giving Tylenol with codeine after tonsillectomies? You know, my son was given Tylenol with codeine, you know, and it helped him with the pain, and he was able to eat and relax, et cetera. But there was a study coming out that we talked about on the air that it could put these kids at risk for more complications and even death. It advises using codeine for children's pain only if anticipated benefits outweigh the risks. Injuries and respiratory symptoms were the top reasons for children's ER visits. They looked at data of the ER visits between kids aged 3 to 17, A portion of the visits where codeine was prescribed dipped a little bit slightly, but then the remainder of the study looked like it was codeine visits averaged yearly 560,000 to 877,000 a year. Now, why are these kids getting codeine? Okay, well, you know, what? First of all, okay, if a kid breaks his, you know, leg or arm, et cetera, when there's a fracture, that's going to be an issue. If the kid had to go in and have surgery, and then after they had surgery for their appendix or their tonsils, they were taken, they had to take something postoperatively, that's when it might have been prescribed. Or somebody coming in with post-op pain, their doctor's office is closed, they come to the ER. But you know what a biggie is? Are these cough syrups with some codeine, okay? I prescribe cough syrup with codeine. Cough syrup with codeine seems to help the cough. We used to use cough syrups with alcohol, if you remember. And we would give kids alcohol to stop their cough. You would give them a little bit of brandy. You would give them a little bit of schnapps, whatever, in your house. Then there were cough syrups with alcohol, and you would do that. You would give the kids these cough syrup with some alcohol. Well, they got rid of that, and then they came up with the cough syrups with the codeine. And in fact, there was a very, very popular and very flavorful cough syrup called PanCoff PD. This PanCoff PD had hydrocodone in it. It was a cough syrup. It was purple, and it had some hydrocodone. When that came out, my kid's doctor prescribed that for real bad cough and infection that they had. And I remember they still had mostly the bottle left. They just needed one teaspoon one night. They were a lot better the next day, and then we didn't have to give it to them again because they finished fighting their infection on their own, and they didn't need to have anything like that. So I've actually used those on patients. I really haven't written the PanCoff PD. I think hydrocodone in a kid is just way too much. But I have written, like, the Cherry Tussin with codeine, Robitussin with codeine, and the reason why is when the kid stops coughing and gets some sleep, they usually do better the next day. And I usually tell parents to only do it for the first night or the second night, and that's about it. Don't be doing it more than that. You shouldn't have to. All right? And sometimes what it does is it breaks the cycle. Now, I think the reason why you're starting to see more and more doctors go to that is because there's been so many changes with the over-the-counter Robitussins and pseudoephedrine and the NyQuils, etc. But we're also finding that these kids taking Robitussin all the time or these medications all week long, if they get a cough syrup that kind of, you know, squashes the cough within the first day or two, then they don't need any of the other medicine. So, do I think we're over-prescribing? I think we're prescribing a lot more than we used to. Do I think there are some people probably using the medication wrong? Yes, which is always a risk, which is why I usually don't advise medical students to do that. But if I know the family very well, and I know that they're going to be doping this kid on over-the-counter medications for the next week, I will say you could do a little bit of teaspoon with this and let me know. And 99% of the time, they only needed it for the first night, and then it was done. So there is an art when it comes to these narcotics, and I think the ER docs are starting to realize this too. They're like, these kids keep coming back day after day because we're not doing what we used to do in the olden days. You know, just like with nausea, I mean, you know, we give these kids anti-nausea medicine. The very first time my kid was throwing up, etc., the doctor gave him a Tigan suppository, which worked. So these were anti-nausea suppositories, etc. Once the kid was old enough to have a little bit of Coca-Cola syrup, I never needed to do a cough syrup again, or I never needed to do a nausea medicine again. I would just give him a little Coca-Cola. Right? You take some Coca-Cola, you kind of decarbonate it, let it get flat a little bit, and it worked. So, you know, what I suggest to you is if the kid's not having a bad cough or the kid's not in pain, there is no reason for the kid to be on narcotics. No reason at all. But if you are noticing that you've done everything over the counter and you are, having some issues, you want to talk to your medical provider about it. But, you know, you also wonder when you see a story like that, is it because that the parents want the narcotic, so they bring the kid in? Now, you know, I'll see that a lot. The kid has insurance, but the parent doesn't. Because in some states, all kids are insured, either under Medicaid or some program. So the parent says, my kid is sick, he needs a Z-Pack, and he needs some cough syrup. And you're like, well, wait a second, the kid isn't sick, and he's only 3 years old. He can't swallow a Z-Pack. Oh, yes, he can swallow pills. And you're like, okay, what the hell is going on here? So, you know, I would, if I were, you know, an ER doc, if I was, again, an ER doc, because I used to be, I would kind of be on the lookout for that. In fact, like I said, we had to basically kick a patient out because something was very, very suspicious. She kept coming in for antibiotics every 3 weeks. And we're kind of under the impression, because, you know, she said she couldn't get into her specialist. When we got her with the specialist, she didn't want to go. And so we think she was getting the medication and selling it to people who didn't have insurance. Okay, so you know, with Obamacare, a lot of different things are going to be happening, a lot of different scams out there, a lot of different types of fraud are going to happen. And, you know, people aren't doing it because they think they're being fraudulent. It's, you know what, I could get medicine for my friends, or I could get medicine for my family. And, or, you know, somebody has the insurance, so then they'll get the medicine. And then you as the doctor have to be careful, you know, am I giving somebody their medication, somebody medication that's not really going to them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of medication, there's a $14 million lawsuit that was awarded linking birth control, or the birth control pill Yasmin to stroke. Apparently a jury has awarded $14 million to a suburban Chicago woman who said in a lawsuit that she suffered a debilitating stroke after taking the birth control Yasmin. Mariola Zapalski said the stroke occurred 13 days after she started taking the drug, paralyzing her left side and causing permanent brain injury. Apparently, there was a two-week trial. Verdicts came in on Friday. A $2.5 million settlement in the same matter was reached a month ago with the hospital Resurrection Medical Center. Apparently, drug maker Bayer has also faced lawsuits from women claiming the contraceptive caused blood clots that led to serious health consequences. So that is Yasmin. Now, we've talked about birth control and the estrogen component and the progesterone component. Usually the estrogen component is the culprit when it comes to stroke. And unfortunately, you know, we don't really get everybody tested to see if they have a tendency to getting strokes. I call it a panel 375, which is basically a coagulation panel. I would urge you guys to get that done if you're on any birth control. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER. October 2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.